you know, it's what I have now is a very dreamy job. I mean, I've got a Canada Research Chair in Digital Culture. It's like a job that I kind of get to invent and make all the remake all the time. You know, it's a job that comes with infrastructure, and it's kind of a dream job of what I wanted to do creatively and theoretically, and the kind of people who work here. It's an art science lab. We do experimental storytelling. But the reason I have this job is also a little bit of an accident. There were no real interlocutors to the doctoral work. As happy as I was to have been in that process, it was amazing for me. I really felt that it was unintelligible to people as it was. It was like a hypertext with 40,000 links. It was amazing to make. I think of it, you know, as an expressive act, it was incredible. As an object, it was just kind of like a thud. And when I was in recovery from my dissertation and from that whole process, I started to think, what had gone wrong in terms of my capacity to communicate my ideas? And so I wrote the opposite. Everything I sort of had put into the dissertation and all of the things that were like extra clever and all of these, you know, the incredible sort of cat's cradle of a million, you know, this really incredibly complex thought sculpture. I was like, I'm going to do character-driven fiction, lyric, and I was just fortunate enough that I wrote a work that got a lot of recognition. And it was actually, I'm sure that was instrumental in terms of my having access to the kind of job I have now in the Faculty of Fine Arts, and to being able now to do both, you know, theoretical work and to build software and to write fiction and poetry and to pull together all those parts of it.